This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming, to movies, TV shows, and pop culture, to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you from Chicago, USA, with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Payne here, live from the NVP Studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. Google Trends expert Justin Burr is going to join me to break down the top five search trends on Google this week. Thanks for joining me, Justin.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So what do we got for number five?
You know, we got WeWork, and people are really kind of kicking them while they're down right now. They've had a tough couple weeks, a tough lead-in to their impending IPO. But this week, the newest issue that they're facing is that Adam Neumann, their CEO, kind of did some shady stuff that people just uncovered. So basically, he was renting out his own properties to the company. He had secured loans from the company. And then when the company changed, so it was formerly known as just WeWork, and then they created a kind of a parent company called the We Company so that they could have kind of different arms of things like living spaces and gyms and stuff like that. Kind of made sense for branding. But when they changed their name to the We Company, Adam Neumann said he owned the rights to that phrasing, and so they bought it from him for $5.9 million. So there was a little bit of shady stuff going on. This kind of came to light. And he stepped down this week as CEO, which is a big deal because, God, WeWork is like the fastest growing New York City startup ever. And it's valued at many, many billions of dollars. And they're heading into an IPO, so kind of all eyes are on them. But I'm sure this is probably not the end of what we're going to be hearing about that company.
Okay, so I've never heard of WeWork before this. I was like, all this stuff is happening. I was like, who are these people?
Yeah, I'm surprised you haven't. I'm surprised you haven't heard of it. I guess maybe just because I am in New York. I actually used to work out of a WeWork space. It was dope. They had like different kinds of water and beer on tap, and you were just getting stoked up with all the other entrepreneurs in the space. So I don't know. I mean, I think it's a cool concept. My friend Ryan works there. Shout out, Ryan. What's up? And I do like the company quite a bit, but obviously there was some shady stuff going down, and I don't know. I mean, these things happen. Like they made Travis step down as the CEO of Uber, and now that company is doing really well. Like sometimes you just need a little bit of a leadership change. It doesn't mean the company is not going to do good things and be successful. Just sometimes you got to switch it up.
Good point. What we get for number four?
Yeah, we got Mario Kart Tour. Man, I'm fired up on this one. So mobile game coming to both iOS and Android from Nintendo. So just kind of like multiplayer, like kind of just a mobile phone version of the Mario Kart games you've known to love. And it was released this week, and 20 million plus people downloaded it on the first day, which is the record for the most amount of downloads on an app the very first day of its release, shattering Pokemon Go's record, which was 6.7 million. So more than double are downloading. Everybody loves Mario Kart. I personally love Mario Kart, but not everybody is overly stoked on it because there's a $5 subscription fee that you have to pay to unlock all these different features, which is kind of nuts. It's kind of expensive. So people are like, dude, why are we paying so much money for something that's really not that great? So a little bit of backlash for that, but I mean, it looks great. I'm definitely going to play. I never really played any other version outside of the Nintendo 64 version, which I was incredible at. And Andrew Willoughby, if you're listening, you will always be second best when I am playing. Guy never beat me once. And I love Yoshi.
I always played as Toad. I just like, he's like, rawr! And I liked his sound.
Yeah, Toad is little. He's small. He's quick. That was kind of my backup. If somebody insisted that they be Yoshi, I was like, fine, I'll be Toad and I'll still beat you.
But you need the Yosh. The Yosh is very good. I'm not going to say he's not. And that's my nickname for him.
Yeah, he's so cool and fun and happy. But did you play? Were you an N64 player?
Oh, I play every single version. So I didn't download this one. Not yet. I was kind of waiting because I heard about the backlash. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to like this game and then have to pay. I'm not into that. I don't like that.
Yeah, it's true. But at the same time, like $5. Like, I guess it's actually unclear how often you have to pay that. They are saying that it is a subscription fee. So I think that's actually like monthly. Yeah, it's a month. $5 a month? I mean, yes, that is obviously very low in the grand scheme of things. You spend more on that on one beer or whatever when you go out to drink. And you don't really think anything about that. But yeah, $5 a month, especially when you look at other game subscription models out there. Apple Arcade just released 50 full games that you get for that same price. Google's Play Pass, that gives you 350 games, which is the same price. So just for one game, $5, yeah, people are not stoked.
Yeah, I'm not sure. But, you know, we'll see what happens. If every month they come out with some cool stuff that you can get for subscribing, maybe. Like, I can hold 5 blue shells.
Yeah, that's true. I feel that.
What we get for number 3?
We got Ken Burns. And that guy is a legendary documentary filmmaker. You might not know his name specifically, but I bet you've been exposed to some of his documentaries in the past. He just released the 30th documentary that he has made, called Country Music, and it's an 8-part, 16-hour documentary that kind of takes viewers through this entirely full-scale overview of the genre, from the humble beginnings to the mega tour stars. I don't know if they're going to be talking about Taylor Swift. Obviously, I think they have to, even though she's not super country, but they're talking about, like, Garth Brooks and Johnny Cash and all that good stuff. But Ken Burns is pretty legendary. I mean, I was listening to a podcast with him recently on the Tim Ferriss Show, and the documentary he released in the 90s about the Civil War was the most viewed documentary. I think it actually is the most viewed documentary ever. And it aired on PBS, and 14 million people, something like that, tuned in back in the 90s for like a 4-part series. I don't know. It's crazy. Like, this is a 16-hour documentary. I mean, we talked about it on the show. We won't even watch a 5-minute YouTube video because it's that long. So 16 hours. It's nice, though, because it gives you that type of depth and information. I don't know if I'm going to watch it, but I'm intrigued by it.
So where is it going to air? Is it something you can stream?
It's on PBS, yes. So it's on PBS. You can stream it online as well. I'm not entirely sure. But you can definitely watch online.
I don't know. I think I'm going to be fast-forwarding through some certain parts.
Yeah, I know. Now you have the power to do that. That's true. Oh, apparently Casey Musgraves is not included. People are not super stoked on that. Especially, like, it's fun to watch a documentary about something that you don't really know a lot about. Like, sure, I've listened to country music in the past, but if you told me to explain to you the origins or the influences or, you know, how it came to be, I wouldn't be able to say anything.
See, I'm a little curious. Like, country music has branched off into a bunch of other stuff. Like, wouldn't they have to talk about rock and pop music and even rap a little bit at least? I don't know. I guess totally. We'll just have to watch it, right?
Yeah. Just going to have to dabble in the 16-hour documentary, take a week off of work and make sure that you can watch it all, and we can circle back.
What we get for number 2?
We've got Marshalls, and this trend is shocking to me. And so it is trending because they launched their first ever online store this week. So people can go to marshalls.com. I think that's what it is. I don't know. Just search Marshalls in Google. But you can go there and you can buy stuff. Previously in the past, Marshalls, their online website just served as a store locator. So I'm shocked by this, that they didn't have an online store, especially in such an online shopping environment. So it's crazy. Yeah, they just launched this week, and people are obviously excited about it. Marshalls has great deals. I was peeping some pants before we got on the phone. I pulled the trigger. But it's great. I mean, good deals, good bargain shopping, and now you don't have to leave the comfort of your own home. It's exciting.
That's a little weird. How'd they not have one? But you know what? It's kind of unfortunate for them that a lot of people were unaware about this. That's kind of, like, weird. Is it an old person store then? Like, if it's not online, and now it is, so it's now for the new people, the young ones?
That is a little bit of an interesting take there, but yeah, I don't know. I guess it's also kind of a bummer. Like, it does seem to signify that the last of just these pure in-store experiences, you know, maybe going by the wayside, and now it's just totally, if you don't have an online presence, you're screwed.
Well, you kind of limit yourself to everywhere, because, you know, if Marshalls is stuck in Bufu, Illinois, at least me in Chicago, I can just jump online, shop at Marshalls, and then boom, I'll get my stuff in 2 to 3 days. You know, they missed out on some money.
The process of actually going into a store, it's a bit of a bum. I mean, you're just going and throwing darts at a dartboard in the dark. Like, you don't know what's going to be in there. I mean, you could kind of guess the general sense of the style, but, and what is it up with dressing rooms always being so hot? I mean, I pop into a dressing room trying a pair of pants. I'm coming out looking like I just climbed 10 flights of stairs. I'm like, you guys need to cool it down, because if I'm not having fun trying on your clothes, I'm not going to buy your clothes. And that's just a PSA for all the store owners out there.
And not just that, who else was sweaty in those clothes? That's another thing that gets me. Like, you have to wash the clothes when you buy them at the store. I'm not saying I wouldn't do it when it comes in the mail, but when it's in that plastic wrap, I have an idea, a feeling that maybe I'm just the only person who's ever tried these pants on.
That's a good point. That's a good point. That feels much more sterile.
What we get for number one?
We've got the first day of fall, and I'm stoked on this, only in the northern hemisphere, so if anybody's listening in the southern, sorry about it, but you're excited because it's starting to be springtime, but yeah, it's cool. I love fall. Maybe, I don't know, it's hard to say it's my favorite time of year because each season has something different that's exciting, but fall in New York, in New York City area and the northwest or in the northeast is just awesome. We get good waves, starting to get a little crisp out there, even though it's still pretty toasty, and everybody's adopting everything pumpkin spice related. I actually saw pumpkin spice Spam, like meat in the can, and I was deeply, deeply offended by that, so let's not make pumpkin spice meats anymore. We also looked at Google the most searched fall activities, just between pumpkin patch, haunted house, and corn maze. And Illinois, you guys search for pumpkin patch. Let's see, us in New York, we're searching for haunted houses, but I don't know. I mean, if I had to choose between pumpkin patch, haunted house, and corn maze, yeah, I'll be searching for a haunted house, that's for sure.
I'd be doing corn maze. I haven't done that, and it sounds like fun.
Yeah, but, like, what if you actually get lost, and you're kind of like, well, where am I? How do I get out of here kind of situation? I mean, it seems kind of fun. Maybe it's like a scary corn maze.
Well, you see, if I got scared or lost, I would just use my Chicago intuition and just run straight through the maze.
just hit the corn out of the way. Screw you. I'm making it out.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, that would be good. Oh, and leaves are starting to change. Get this. Leaf watching is apparently a $1 billion industry in the Northeast. That kind of blows my mind, like taking people out to look at leaves and stuff. Like I've seen the leaves change. It's incredible, especially when you can see so many of them, and it's a great old nature phenomenon. But man, $1 billion industry, what's up?
Wait. So you just go out and you watch the leaves change? I mean, that's kind of
weird.
Well,
you don't watch it actually happen in front of your eyes unless you want to like sit there for multiple days. But you can go out to places where the leaves have changed and, like, see it in on a mass scale, and it's very visually appealing.
I guess so. But for me, fall, it just signifies that I can bring out my hoodies again. And I love my hoodies.
Right.
Hoodie weather.
It's true. It's comfy, cozy, wet clothing time, which is great. I love wearing sweaters, nice thick cable knit. Yeah, it's good. It's nice. I mean, it's just not sweating on the subway at all times. So, yeah, juiced on that.
So what do we get for the top YouTube video of the week?
We got Frozen 2 official trailer, 12 million views and counting. I didn't see the original Frozen, but this trailer looks extremely kind of intense for a child's movie. A lot of drama going down, but it looks really good. And, man, it just blows my mind what they can animate. Story looks fun, looks empowering. Elsa's out there saving the kingdom. I might peep. I got to watch the first one, though, first. The song kind of annoys me a little bit. That kind of caught on quite a bit. But, yeah, I'm in to the Frozen 2.
Okay. So I'm not sure I'm into Frozen 2. I feel like there's no definitive bad guy. And I need that in a Disney movie, like, period. And they kind of had a bad guy in the first one, but he wasn't, like, the whole bad guy. Just halfway through the movie, he was the bad guy. So now this one, it's like, okay, is magic the bad guy? Is Elsa the bad guy again? I'm not sure what's happening, but I like kind of the direction. We see the origins of Elsa's power. They have, well, is magic bad or is Elsa going to be bad? I don't know, but it's kind of weird. But Frozen is huge. Every little kid loves it. So it's going to make billions. We already know that.
You think that Elsa could be bad?
I don't know. I want her to be bad. Her powers being out of control was like the main focus point of Frozen, the first one. And then her coming to terms with it and, you know, have to just let it go. Okay, so now, now in Frozen 2, she can control her powers, or at least improved it. I'm not sure you can say she mastered it because, you know, magic is still kind of wild and it's calling to her. So I don't know. Is magic the bad guy? I don't know. It's kind of weird. And this is why I said I need a definitive bad guy, because when it's kind of thrown up in the air, I'm like, where are we going, Disney? I feel like you're just giving me music now.
Yeah, that would be extremely enticing if she all of a sudden was some sort of a villain. I don't know if they're going to do that to all like the little girls that look up to her, but I don't know. I hope so. It'd be certainly an intriguing twist.
Nah, they'll never do anything as cool as that, but that's okay. I'll still watch it.
Yeah, it's out on November 22nd.
All right, Justin, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate you being here, man.
Yeah, no problem. Talk to you next week.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Head to WGNradio.com for exclusive content by Mason. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne, that's all one word, and don't forget to share the show with your friends.